not just talk.
I'm sort of more on the libertarian side.
It's ideas that shape our world.
We got bigger problems than what you can even shake a stick at.
97.1 The Big Talker. More stimulating talk.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
It's Open Line Wednesday, and we want to hear from you. 877-971-3971. The Jeff Horowitz Show starts now.
All right, I've already got one that's irritating me here, so I'm going to get to this tweet here in a second. But welcome, everyone. Jeff Horowitz here. Happy to be here with you today. It is Open Line Wednesday, and I want to hear from you. The lines are open. Olivia, like she said, she's standing by, working hard. Take your calls.
877-971-3971.
So get those calls in. We'll go any direction. I've got two guests with me, too, to help me out. Jerry Neighbors, former mayor of Flagstaff, retired attorney. What else are you, Jerry? You got a few other titles in there.
Oh, all around great guy.
All around great guy. He will answer any of... he's not going to answer your legal questions. We will answer them.
I'll take a shot at that. Yeah, too. Yeah.
But hire your own counsel. we'll give the disclaimer. But any kind of questions on any of these things going on, we're going to get into some constitutional issues. Any direction. Plus home rule. People have been asking about home rule when it comes to this the mask mandate in Arizona, and the cities and towns' abilities to have mask mandates, despite the governor saying you're not allowed to, basically.
And
so we'll talk
Jeff,
about
you
that.
Remember a few weeks ago, I talked about don't burn your bridges.
Yes. Did you burn a bridge?
Let's revisit that in light of this home rule.
Good. Let's do that. Plus, John Kistler is with us. John's been really involved with the sanctuary, Second Amendment sanctuary
movement
issues. Yeah. Movement. It's not sanctuary cities.
No. Now, let's not get people too confused.
This is basically.
It's a confusing term.
It is. Well, we'll freshen up on that a little bit, John. But if you've got questions for John, we're going to talk some science issues as well. And what did we call this? Pseudo kind of science?
Let's just call it pseudoscience as opposed to real science. You know, some people call it scientism.
Scientism.
But, yeah.
Yeah. We'll get into that a little bit.
Confused terms.
If you've got a science question or a Second Amendment question, looks like some folks already do. We want to hear from you. 877-971-3971. 877-971-3971. That's Olivia in the background taking the calls already. Okay, here's what irritated me already, guys. I get a tweet from a friend of mine in the St. Louis area, and they've got this congresswoman in that area called Representative Cori Bush. You heard of her?
Yep.
She's like the fifth Beatle when it comes to the squad, you know, Ocasio-Cortez, who's been rated like the lowest. Least effective member of Congress, believe it or not. But here's her tweet. Evictions are violence. Evictions are deadly. Evictions are continuing despite moratoriums. And these people are clueless. My question to you, and I'll start with you, Jerry, is do they want it so that you can kick no one out for any reason? You're in there. You're breaking bad. You've got the meth lab going. Well, we don't want to kick them out because they may get COVID. I mean, is that where we're heading here?
I think there are some exceptions, Jeff, for that very example that you used, you know, the meth lab. But it is becoming clear that if you are a tenant, you don't have to pay the rent and you're not going to get kicked out. And you still, quote, owe the rent. It's still accumulating, but you just get to stay in there apparently for quite a while until some executive order or law changes. Mm. And it's very, obviously very frustrating for any landlord saying, well, wait a minute, I have to keep these people in here. I cannot get them out and get a new tenant. I have to keep them in here even though they are not paying the rent. Yes. And so then I know the legal community that represents landlords is trying to figure out, okay, how can we find a way around this? Doesn't make sense that the government would tell a private individual, you must keep this tenant against your will without any compensation. And so I know the legal community is looking at how can we rewrite the leases? How can we write new leases? Mm-hmm. What if it's a just a month-to-month lease? How can we get some relief for these landlords? But it is just getting more and more difficult with more and more orders from various directions saying, no, you can't kick these people out.
And more rulings. For example, the Arizona Supreme Court said, well, you can't get them out on the non-renewal. Okay, your lease is expiring. You're sending 30-day notice and you've got to get out. The assumption is you're doing it for payment issues.
Yes.
So it's like, what is this? A perpetual lease?
Yeah. You know, what happens if you have a 1-year lease?
Yeah. And what if you had plans? You brought an example off air. What if you had plans for the place? Maybe you rented your house and you were gone. Here's an interesting scenario. I decided to travel around the world. Bad year. I was stuck in France because you couldn't go anywhere and it's locked down. But anyway, I'm coming back and I rented this house before COVID for a year. The intention was a year. I was going to come back. Now I need my house back. You don't have a house.
Yeah. No, I have nowhere to live because I can't get into my own house.
These DC swamp creature and they're everywhere, really. They're in states as well. They are utterly clueless bureaucrats, totally disconnected from reality. That's all I can say.
No question about it.
It's fighting a tide that's coming in with a sandcastle wall, a wall of sand that there's so many of them.
And all of these people who have enjoyed not paying their rent and, of course, have not saved any money toward their rent, the courts keep saying, well, you know, you still owe the rent. And after you finally do get evicted, you're going to owe all of that rent. Okay, how are you going to collect it?
Yeah,
as a landlord. Exactly. And so they have a judgment against them and they file bankruptcy. And
yeah, exactly. Well, let's hit on that more. And John, I know you've got some stuff on this. I was just going to hand it over to Olivia, but now she's taking some more calls. I promise this is Open Line Wednesday, so we're making phone calls a priority. We're going to go back to this subject. John is steam coming out of his ears. You can see it if we had a camera in here. 877-971-3971. Open Line Wednesday. 877-971-3971. First caller of the day is another John. Another John from Flagstaff. John from Flagstaff, how are you doing today? What's on your mind?
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for taking my call. And I've been listening to your show for some time. And also, I do manage several times a week to listen to Glenn Beck. And when Rush was here, I would listen to him and then Sean Hannity and then you.
Great. Thank you.
But frequently.
Thank you.
Well, sure. Sure. It's important that we listen to each other. If I just sit in one spot all the time and just listen to myself, I mean, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
So
true.
But the purpose of my call, Jeff, today is really, I listened to, you know, those gentlemen I just mentioned, and I listened to you, and it seems as though we are so, in our country, we are so profoundly divided. And I am reminded of the phrase of a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Yeah.
And we have so many divisions. I was wondering, is there a way to take some of our energies and look, well, for me and you and Jerry and, you know, Glenn and Sean and so on, is there any spot, is there any location where we might find agreement? And one of the thoughts that I had was care for our children, you know, in terms of nutrition and education and so on.
Okay.
Is there a way to come together? Because the way we're going right now is, it's like, I mean, it's very destructive.
It is.
And we're all going to get hurt. I mean, we're all being hurt. Now, you were just talking about the landlords. The landlords need to be treated with respect just as much as everybody else. There has to be a way that, you know, that their plans, that their economic plans and their economic program is honored. And so
let me answer a couple before you get too far ahead, because I don't want to forget about your first, and you've got 2 points so far. So hang on. And then I want John and Jerry to chime in as well. Plus, folks, it's Open Line Wednesday, 877-971-3971. No, but Jerry, let me get your take first. We are super divided, but I don't know how you reconcile some of these differences. And I've had on some guests over the past couple of months who have said, is the country just cracking up as far as, and I'm not advocating for this. I think it'd be the worst thing for the 50 states to divide up into something else. But there seems to be some very irreconcilable differences. And you're an attorney, so I'm sure you heard that before, where there's nothing in common anymore with one state over another state in general. Do you think that we're getting to that point where it's just, can these be mended, some of these differences, Jerry?
Jeff, I think the first question is, who is running the show? Mm-hmm. Is it businesses or is it the government? Who is in control?
Or the people? Things? Could you add a third?
I think the people, I think, are simply getting whipsawed by one or the other.
By the government, by big media, by big tech, by big companies going woke or whatever or not. And John, thoughts?
Well, I think our societal divide is real. I mean, it's always there. People have different belief systems. You know, you might have Christians and atheists. You might have, you know, Republicans and Democrats. In the past, usually we were able to come together on certain key issues.
Yeah.
Democrats weren't anti Second Amendment necessarily. Mm-hmm. Now they are. That's just one example. I think the important thing, it goes back to what Jerry says, is who's feeding the fire and why?
Why, yeah.
And the reason that we have so much divide in my mind is because there are elements that are gaining from the divide. Divide and conquer. If they keep us fighting amongst each other, then they can, you know, run roughshod over our economy and the grifting can continue on. And that's what's happening.
John, are you still there, John?
Yes, I am.
Let me ask you one more question, because I want to get to some other listeners. It's an interesting topic. It really is. But I bet you if you and I sat down one-on-one, we probably, and most Americans, we probably have more in common than not. We probably have similar beliefs, but there's some core issues that just seem to be dividing us. And I talk about the eviction moratorium a lot and things like that, because I see it. And I talk about the closures that government did during COVID in the past year and how it was very selective. And there's kind of a faction like mine that's like, this was way too far. This was way too much. And then there's a faction as, hey, we got to do this more. We've got to, this was the right thing to do. And I don't know how you reconcile that ultra control faction versus the side that's like, hey, get out of my business. It just seems that that's a big divide. John, I want you to answer, but Jerry was going to chime in real quick.
Well, you say, Jeff, that most two people could sit down and have a discussion and
maybe,
and
I think, I hope,
agree on some things, disagree on other. But now what you're seeing, and I blame this on social media, I disagree with you and therefore you are an SOB. I hate you.
You're almost dehumanizing.
Yes, you're
the
a
opposition.
Bad person because you disagree with me.
But, and John, you, if we were in person, most people though, I always say this on social media, they do that. And the other person is just a blip on the screen. In person, though, there tends to be more of a physical restraint for doing that, because if you were too aggressive with someone, it could lead to a very negative altercation. In the past, if you said something to somebody, you know, you think of a barroom fight or something. On social media, though, there isn't. John, go ahead. I'll give you the last word here.
That thing that item that Jerry just brought up, I think is it's actually frightening. I disagree with you, and you don't know what you're talking about, and you're an SOB. So much for agreement, so much for coming together, so much for any kind of reconciliation. We're in a very, very difficult spot. So, look, Jeff, I know you're a busy man here. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, John. And I don't think Jerry was advocating that. He was saying,
that's what's happening.
He
was just identifying
what's going on. Yeah.
He's just saying, here's the status quo.
Yeah. No, it sucks. And it happens a ton on social media, especially, but it's even happening more though, I think in person though, now too, you're seeing that these fights break out. Maybe we're seeing it more because everyone has a camera and everybody pulls out a phone. I don't know. 877-971-3971. John, thanks for that call. Go ahead,
you know,
John.
Jeff, I was thinking about that today. We haven't been interacting with people like we used to because of this stupid COVID thing. And maybe this has accentuated the problem. I see a lot less people on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I have interaction with only a few people, and they tend to be either directly related to what I'm doing for work, or they're people that I agree with because they're either family members or close friends. So my ability to kind of, you know, shade my responses in a way that's not quite as aggressive, I think is becoming limited.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll be the first to admit, when I'm on social media, I'm less likely to be circumspect about what I say.
Yeah.
Than if I'm in person.
That's
when you're looking
problem.
Somebody in the eye and you see that they actually have human value. They're not just words on a screen.
And you say that and you see them just kind of shrink like, oh my God, you know, most people are good. I mean, of course there's always evil people out there, but usually you can identify. I know sometimes you can't. All right, Olivia, let's do one more before the break.
877-971-3971. And our next caller is Joe from Cottonwood.
Joe from Cottonwood. Hey, Joe, how's it going today?
Hey, welcome, Arizona. How the hell are you? Anyway, what I'm going to say, your buddy over there is very insightful. He really is. He's just made a lot of points that I like to make. Here's what you do. You talk about the landlord thing. That's one topic. Talking about what's going on in the country, open it up.
Yeah.
Don't pay attention to social media. Don't pay attention to it. Get the hell off of it.
Yep.
And the government, all it's doing is trying to be divisive. Be accountable for yourself, for Christ's sake. Wake up. What the hell is going on in this country today?
Hey, Joe, get off social media. I agree 100%. I've been off for 3.5 months, and I have no regrets. And it's just a pit. Now, I get it. Maybe I'm in a different spot because I do this every day. And if I wasn't doing this every day, I'd want to have some avenue. But find a social media site that maybe isn't Facebook or whatever. But yeah, people wake up and open up the country. Joe, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yeah, pay attention to what the hell is going on in your own life. Forget about everybody else. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it used to be you kind of took care of yourself and everybody didn't know.
Well, nobody else was trying to be in your business. But nowadays, you walk down the street and somebody wants to tell you, put the mask on.
Yeah, or do this or do that. The Tattletale Society, and Olivia could probably chime in this, but we won't. But the Tattletale Society, the calling people out on everything, it's like, maybe you've got some own issues to deal in your house, glass house type thing, right? All right, folks, we'd love to hear from you. Open Line Wednesday, 877-971-3971, 877-971-3971. Back in a minute.
Reason number 164 to call the Blind Brothers today.
Was your laptop hanging from the ceiling, dude?
I just got my tax return and I'm trying to spend it online, but I can't see the computer screen from the glare coming in the window.
Dude, you ordered 53 Snuggies.
Oh, dude, no way.
Hey, why don't you use that tax return on window coverings? The Blind Brothers will hook you up.
Yeah, then I can wear my Snuggies in private.
The Blind Brothers blinds, shutters, and shades. Locations in Prescott and Cottonwood are online at theblindbrothers.com. ROC 248-543.
When you call the Blind Brothers for blinds, shutters, or shades, you work directly with them and 3 decades of combined experience, never with subcontractors. They'll lay out all your options, not just the most expensive ones, to fit your style and budget. Right now, get half off installation in addition to any other advertised specials. Do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free estimate at 928-634-2423, 928-634-2423, or go to theblindbrothers.com.
Ready for some deep smoke flavor and feel-good food? It's time you taste the great southern flavor of Big Canyon Barbecue. We're different from other barbecue in the area. We smoke our meats for an average of 18 hours, and the result is amazing pulled pork, pulled chicken, and amazing beef brisket, one-of-a-kind barbecue sauces, original mac and cheese, green beans and bacon, and more. Look for the Big Red Truck on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on Butler near Sam's Club in Flagstaff. Check our Facebook page during inclement weather or to schedule a Big Canyon food drop for groups as small as 50. Big Canyon Barbecue, deep smoke flavor, feel good food.
Hi, this is Andy with Skyline Waste. We'd like to take care of your residential trash and recycling pickup, serving from Baderville to Munns Park and Parks to Doney Park Timberline area. with our personal touch. We are locally owned and operated, providing excellent service to our neighbors at the lowest advertised price without any additional fees. As a huge thank you to all healthcare workers, receive 50% off your bill for the first 6 months. Call Skyline Waste at 928-221-4109 to set up service today, or go to our website at skylinewaste.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-308-6964. 800-308-6964. 800-308-6964. That's 800-308-6964. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Very, very ample example.
The virus.
Cases declining.
It's still spreading.
Testing. It's going in the right direction.
The Chinese government, no question,
allowed this virus to spread everywhere.
Our economy.
Bankruptcy.
Teetering on the brink.
We will be back.
Unemployment. Depression levels.
People are getting restless.
We need action.
Opening up America again.
Rebuild our economy.
Today.
News is happening
everywhere.
Connect residents to information.
Fast.
Stay right here.
On 97.1 The Big Talker.
Olivia, you've got to answer for what you did in here.
If you'd tell me what that is, I would surely do that.
I bring in a big bag of Hershey Kisses. You destroyed the bag opening it.
Actually, as a matter of fact, I couldn't open it, and so I handed it to Isabel.
Oh, so Isabel did it. She blamed it on you. Good. Good job, Isabel. Man. Anyway, folks, it's Open Line Wednesday. Olivia, give out the number again. We'd love to hear from you.
877-971-3971.
Here with former Mayor Flagstaff, Jerry Nabors. We are going to get to home rule, I promise. Plus, we're here with John Kistler. We're going to get to some Second Amendment ones. But guys, check out this article from Mercury News. 5,000, and you were talking about people aren't coming together. And I think that people are ready to come together, especially younger people. You know, usually you have gatherings and sometimes parties and you meet face to face. 5,000 people flock to a legal party in Arizona forest. See this picture?
One big party.
It's a huge party. It's one of those forest parties. I never been to one of those when I was of that age. Although I question what age these people are. This was in Tonto National Forest. 5,000, kind of the lower Sycamore Creek area. So 5,000 people gathered, violations for DUIs, reckless driving, illegal fireworks, and all that. But are we going to see more of this pent up explosions, I guess you'd say, as far as people coming together in these big wild type parties after a year of being locked up? And I don't know, Jerry.
Oh, I think so. It's a pent up demand. And if people can't get together at a concert or some festival or anything like that, then they're going to get together wherever they can.
And yeah.
If that's out in the forest in an uncontrolled situation, then that's what it's going to be.
That could be a bad scenario. Like, I'm all for getting together, you know, but 5,000 people in the national forest as we get into this time of year. What I worry about is they use this as the excuse of, John, this is why we got to control the forest more. It's your national forest, but we got to make it harder to get back there. And maybe we need to have a permit system to go in there. That's what they do. They're control freaks.
Well, I saw that article that you're talking about. Well, not that article, but I saw some response on social media.
Yeah.
And what people were saying exactly that. We need more control. We need to have more expensive permits. Yeah. We do need to control people from destroying the forest. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
How do you respond? Isn't by a crackdown. You know, this made me think exactly what happened in Florida during spring break in Miami Beach. They ended up having to basically declare it an emergency. That people were just curfew. Completely going nuts. And I think it is the pent up, just need to get out and live life.
Yeah. We'll see what our callers think. It's Open Line Wednesday, Olivia.
877-971-3971. And our next caller is Lee from Cottonwood.
Lee, how are you doing today? Were you at the big party in the Tonto National Forest? Not too far from Cottonwood. How you doing, Lee?
I am doing great, Jeff. Thanks for having the show. Thanks for talking about what you're talking about today. But, I feel like, the country right now as a whole, or at least a whole bunch of us, are in kind of a bad mood. And we're kind of waiting for the shoe to drop or for someone to come up and say, okay, we were just kidding. We were just testing you. And, the test is over. But, just in the topic of freedom, I always believe that as American, that you get the freedom of choice. And what that means is that you make the right choice. And sometimes that right choice isn't necessarily going to be something that you're going to gain from, but it's going to be for the good, and it's going to be the right choice. And it's not about just doing whatever you want and getting whatever you want. And so I think when you look back at how our country was founded, the Ten Commandments, everybody wins, with the Ten Commandments, living by the golden rule, everybody wins. Mm-hmm. It seems like we just lost that, or no one wants to have any kind of a discussion about, can we find some ground? Can we find some things that we can agree on that are good for everybody?
Yeah.
And then, and work together. And that's not, like you say, there's no sane or a reasonable discussion or any kind of practical common sense being applied all the way up to the top with the so-called, intelligence and the experts or whoever is, it just seems like there's been a whole bunch of imposters that have been replaced by just real normal people who can think, logically and see, where we're going.
Yeah. I talked about this, Lee, the other day. It was a little negative. It's that a lot of these positions, politically speaking, attract the wrong people. They're there for the power. And it grows on itself, and they want to be. So it's attracting the wrong people. We've made it so lucrative to be a politician, especially if you can be there for any length of time, John, Jerry, and they get corrupted, and then it attracts more and more corruptible people. And what they say about power and an absolute power, about the corruption. This goes way back. Again, so back to Rome. Go ahead.
I like Lee's point. I have a question for Lee, maybe a rhetorical question here, but who do we believe? One school says, oh, we can't possibly open, and the school down the street says, oh, yeah, we're open, we're fine. One state is open.
Yeah.
The next state is not. And, one expert tells you this, and the other expert tells you the opposite. What do we do, Lee? Who do we believe?
Who do you believe nowadays, Lee?
Well, it's exactly the truth. The truth should be that complicated.
Yeah,
the right answer shouldn't be that complicated.
And Lee, thank you. I really appreciate the call. And folks, it is Open Line Wednesday, 877-971-3971. John, this is something we were talking about off air, pseudoscience.
Right.
Who do you believe anymore? And Jerry brings up another great point. Okay, you saw the article, 5 states now account for close to 50% of the spike in COVID cases. Well, 4 of them are heavily locked down states. One's not. One is Florida. Okay. Coconino County, Yavapai County. Coconino heavily locked down. Yavapai County never really was. It's a similar results. But then they tell you to do this stuff. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Don't go to your school, but go in a big plane. Go in a little plane with 300 other people. You can't go to graduation. Can't have more than 200 people at the graduation, but go fly 5 hours in a plane. It makes no sense. Pseudoscience. It's just, what's going on here?
Well, there's something we've got to understand, and it's happening more and more. It's been going on for decades, but it's just getting really terrible. We are under a rule by experts. Everybody has an expert. If you turn on CNN or Fox News, they've got their expert on any subject, and you can have cross experts arguing with each other. What makes an expert? Oftentimes, it's just the degree they got. It's just their bona fides on paper. They might not be an expert in real life. Now, I work around a lot of scientists, and I know some extremely intelligent people. Give you an example. You might be working with a microbiologist. Do they necessarily know anything other than rudimentary information about astrophysics? No. When we talk about science, we often just lump it into one big thing. Well, the scientists say, well, what do the scientists say and why do they say it? There was a study that was done in Nature magazine about 10 years ago. Nature is one of the two most important science magazines, Nature and Science.
Yeah.
It turns out that about 50% of all scientific articles that get published in Nature, one of the most important magazines for science, are retracted or have major changes in them.
That high?
After almost 50%.
Okay.
And that hasn't changed.
Yeah.
So these kind of things, we have to be decent consumers of the information we're getting. Don't listen to experts unless you pay attention to what it is they're really saying.
And do some research yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Read the, when I see the CDC, and Mark Howard and I always talk about this when he comes on, he goes and reads the CDC findings. And they had a study on something. I can't even remember what it was, but I actually read a few paragraphs on air and I was like, what? It didn't even, it like just totally twisted itself around. And in the end, it meant nothing. And it was, it had a lot of words like may, this may cause this. And that drives me crazy. And nobody reads that though. They read the headline and that's it.
You hear now that their experts are saying that COVID can't be transmitted off of surfaces.
It's very, very low chance, they said. It was very, very low probability.
A few months ago, let the package from the grocery store sit out on the porch for a week and don't touch anything.
What changed? Okay, I get it. Things do change. But remember that when they come up with new directives for you, that the previous directives were retracted. It's like the Hunger Games at the end. There's a rule change. Olivia, who's up next?
Next up is Mary from Flagstaff.
All right, Mary from Flagstaff. And hey, we have Dave on deck and Jess as well, but we're going to take Mary, and then I'm going to have to go to break. So you guys got to hang on, but we're going to get you on this hour. So please, please, please wait. Mary, what's going on?
Hey, I want to talk about the 5,000 people in the Tonto National Forest. I used to be a volunteer for the Forest Service in Payson, and I did that for quite a few years, and you cannot believe what people do out in the woods.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in Flagstaff. I've grown up in Arizona, and these people are coming into Oak Creek Canyon, the Tonto National Forest, up on our mountain, and they're leaving garbage. What I believe needs to really happen here is they need to get some very steep fines.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah, Mary, that's fine.
I mean steep fines to where, if you hit people in their pockets, they're going to listen.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they need officers. They need officers going through Oak Creek Canyon, through the Tonto. If they see somebody, I know that our sheriff's department has a program. If you see a fire during fire season when they're not allowed to report it, we need to educate the public, because these people who are coming into our national forest, many of them are not even from our country.
Yeah, Mary, I really appreciate the call. I do have to go to break, and Jerry wants to follow up, and then we're going to talk about this a little more. Mary, thank you. Appreciate that. Go ahead, Jerry.
So, Mary, if these are presumably younger people that are the 5,000 people in the Tonto Forest, and you don't want them to go into the forest, where do they go? There's nowhere for them to go and gather, and they're getting very frustrated, so they're going the only place they can.
Yeah, and that outlet now is – but they can't do this stuff, because then it ruins for everybody, and you'll see tighter restrictions. But then it goes to even things like gun control. We'll come back with maybe that, talk about that a bit. bad actors and then the law-abiding citizens, they pay the consequences, right? All the time. All right, folks, so there's Open Line Wednesday, 877-971-3971. Stay on the line. We're going to come back with Dave, Jess, and Rob. Hang tight, folks. Back in a minute.
Folks, Timberline Firearms and Training, they just sent me a message. They have more firearms than they've had in months. They just got a great shipment, and you got to check this out, folks. Go to my friends at Timberline Firearms and Training. They're easy to find. They're just about 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Like I said, more firearms than they've had in months. You know how hard it's been to get firearms. Go check them out. Timberline Firearms and Training, 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. And while you're out there, you might as well get some training. They have some of the best training programs available in all of Arizona. Whether you're a beginner, which is a lot of you out there, a lot of new beginner firearms owners, or if you're an expert, they've got everything you need for training, and training is absolutely critical. Plus their indoor shooting range, world-class facility there. It's an awesome place, folks. Plus accessories, ammunition, and like I said, more firearms than they've had in months. Go check out my friends at Timberline Firearms and Training, 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall.
Looking to save money on your energy bill but don't know where to start? We're here to help. APS customers can save with instant rebates on smart thermostats. Use our plan comparison tool to find the service plan that offers you the most savings. Check out budget billing and pay about the same amount every month. If you need help paying your bill, you'll find a variety of assistance programs. For these and more money-saving options, visit aps.com/here to help.
How do you protect yourself from the new forms of the coronavirus? Here you go. Got a mask that fits good and snug? Perfect. Now, give your neighbors at least 6 feet of space and avoid crowds, because all that stuff still works too. Look, I'll definitely get my vaccine when it's my turn, but now isn't the time to let your guard or your mask down.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I will push for a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all members of Congress.
Former President Trump stands with 4 out of 5 Arizonans who support term limits on Congress. The Arizona legislature is going to vote on term limits for Congress. State Senator Wendy Rogers hasn't said how she will vote.
Decades of failure in Washington and decades of special interest dealing must and will come to an end.
State Senator Wendy Rogers is likely the deciding vote in the Arizona State Senate to pass or fail term limits for Congress. Call Senator Wendy Rogers at 602-926-3042. That's 602-926-3042. Ask her to stand with you, with Arizonans, and with former President Trump, and vote for SCR 1025, the resolution to limit the terms of members of Congress. This message, a public service paid for by U.S. Term Limits.
20% of all the realtors do 80% of the business. Here's Kelly Broaddus in the top 2% of all real estate professionals in the nation.
Low interest rates and a shortage of available homes is driving sky-high buyer competition. With multiple offers at or above full price, this could be the best time ever to sell your home. The only question you really should have is who to call. There's too much profit on the table right now to risk with anyone other than a top agent, especially if you have a higher-end property. Don't wait for interest rates to creep up more. Now is the best time to capture as much gain as you can.
Call Kelly for a detailed market analysis on your home at 928-606-6749 or visit NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com for your free instant market report. Kelly Broaddus, Real Estate Advisors, brokered by eXp Realty. Call
606-6749. All right, welcome back. It is Open Line Wednesday. Olivia, we've got a bunch of calls stacked up, so let's just work through the calls. Let's see. I know we have Rob, we have Jess, but we're going to start with Dave, right? And give out the number. We'll try to get in a fourth if we can.
877 971-3971. And yeah, next up is Dave from Prescott.
Dave, thank you for holding. How are you doing today? What's on your mind?
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
The Sycamore Creek thing, I've been going there for like 44 years.
Yeah.
I used to live in Fountain Hills. You know, it's only like a 15-minute drive. One of the greatest, beautiful, pristine pieces of desert in the world. And Mary, I think you talked to Mary earlier.
Yeah.
People trash it. I grew up down there, you know, with my son and what have you, and we shoot. It's a great place to shoot. It's a great place to off-road. We've always cleaned up every single thing, and we usually go home with two or three bags.
I know, right, Dave? I don't get that. We were talking
I don't get it.
Yeah, we were talking during the break. We were like, I always come back with trash, and John was saying he does. And Jerry,
it's so pristine down there. I don't know if you've ever been there, but...
You know, I haven't been to this area, so you answered
you
answered a question that I had. So this is actually the southern part of the Tonto National Forest. So you said it's close to Fountain Hills there. So people are like zipping up,
it's
like
just past. It's just north of the casino. Off
okay, 87. So they're zipping up like Beeline Highway there or something up in that area.
Yeah. Okay. You can either exit right to Swirl Lake.
Okay.
Or you can exit left.
All right. That answers a lot. So
tens of thousands of acres just to have fun and a blast. And, you know, we always clean up our bullet shells. I mean, it's a great place to shoot. It's a great place to do everything.
Yeah. But these people doing this, and I'm going to just gander a guess here. It's a lot of young people probably, but who knows? It looks like this picture I'm looking at, there's some high end equipment there as far as $40,000 side-by-sides and things like that. So, but they ruin it for everybody, because eventually you'll go out there and you'll have restrictions on you, Dave, and because of what these people do, and that sucks.
Oh yeah, it's irritating. I would gladly pay like a $10 fee to go in there if they just put dumpsters in.
Yeah, dumpsters might help. Dave, I appreciate it. I want to get to more.
Like you go in the national parks and stuff, you pay a fee, and city parks or whatever.
I know it's kind of like a double edged sword. And Dave, I appreciate that, because I've complained a lot about, it's coming to me, Fossil Creek, right, Olivia? Beautiful area. And people used to go there, and this was happening, and people were going there with flip-flops and then getting into trouble, dehydrating, and too many people were coming, and they initiated a permitting system, and I hate it. But then also,
it makes it a better place because not as many people come, because then if a bunch of people come, it's not even going to be a fun place.
It sucks though, because it's government regulated then, and you're like, oh, now they got the restrictions and now there's a permit. But now all these people aren't going there. I don't know. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, one of the things I always said, it used to irritate me a lot when there were places that required permits and everybody's going to. I grew up in Colorado. There's a lot of open land. You just go anywhere. And I've gotten to the point that there are just some beautiful areas that nobody knows about. And, you know, if there's an area that just draws a ton of people, oh, great. I don't need to go there. And I tend not to. I find places that are just off the beaten track. I'm not saying that's a solution for everybody, but for me, I don't like to see the trash. And I don't like to see the people all clustered together. So.
The rougher the road, the better for me, because I know it's hard to get a Prius in there. I'm not blaming on Prius. I'm just saying you have to have a pretty high clearance vehicle. You're not coming in there with the lowrider or the... you're not zipping in there, even with a high ride, something that's high profile as far as high clearance. You're not going in fast. It's hard to get to, is my point.
Wasn't it Yogi Berra that said nobody goes there anymore because it's too crowded?
Nobody goes. Yogi Berra, cool great, guy. Great. All right, who do we have next, Olivia?
Next up is Jess from Flagstaff.
All right, Jess, what's on your mind? How you doing today?
Hi. Good afternoon. Not much. I just wondering what's up with these TV ads showing our governor and attorney general and our state representatives not to change voter laws on mail-in balloting and the status of the Maricopa recount that was supposed to happen during the 2020 elections.
Yeah. You're wondering what's happened to that? Because I've seen a lot of...
Did I?
Well, I've got to do a follow-up with Senate President Karen Fan. Her office actually reached out and get her on, because she was pushing And I've had some disagreements with her over the past year, but overall, she's been pushing lately to do the actual recount. But I nothing seems to happen. They hired somebody to actually do it, a third party, right, Jerry? You saw that too.
Yes.
But I don't know if it's underway, I guess. It won't change anything, but they're trying to make it so that if there is something wrong, John, you ready to that they find it and correct it, right?
Absolutely. Because there was,
Yeah, John.
The other thing is these TV ads are showing up now.
I haven't seen them. I try to avoid it. What are they saying?
They're attacking our governor, attorney general about changing the voter laws.
Oh, yeah. There's this whole thing going on. And Jess, thank you for the call. I want to get to one more here this hour. They're pushing. There's this letter that happened. Senator Michelle Eugenie Rita was talking about. She's got a voting reform bill right now. She was on the program Monday. Get the full interview at talkwithjeff.com if you missed it. John, Jerry, she was trying to purge the voting rolls if you haven't voted in like four cycles, three cycles or something.
Yeah,
and
that's terrible.
And then she got they were getting a letter from organizations like that were involved, like the Cardinals.
What's wrong with cleaning up the voting rolls?
She made a great point. She said that California and New Mexico, I believe off the top of my head, had the similar rules in effect. Why don't we hear anything about them? What's the difference between Arizona and New Mexico?
Why do you not need to show ID to vote?
Oh, that's HR.
Me. What is the oppressive requirement there?
You know what? HR1, SR1, you're talking about the federal law that they're trying to get through the Senate now, would ban the use of those, the photo ID. But if I want to go see the exalted ones on Capitol Hill and get in there, I bet you now if I can get through the razor wire, I would have to show ID to see them probably.
Well, you have to show an ID for renting a motel room, for goodness sake. You know,
and but that's a photo.
I saw a little meme somebody made, and it was funny. The police officer had stopped a guy, and he says, "I'm sorry, officer, I don't have my ID. I'm on my way to vote."
That's a good one. All right, Olivia, let's get one more in this hour, and then we will continue Open Line Wednesday next hour. Who do we have next?
Next up is Rob from Flagstaff, 877-971-3971.
All right, Rob, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Jeff. Don't get to listen to you as much as I like. A comment and a question. First comment on your opening call, I think, for the gentleman about why people are divided.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to change until people respect private property rights and individual free speech and opinion. So that's been going down the tubes.
Yep, I agree 100% with that, Rob.
My real question was finding out about, I have a question about the city government stuff. And our last mayor
is sitting right here.
I don't know if it's true, and I'm asking. Yeah, if the last mayor did she mortgage all the city property to pay pensions?
Yes. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, our last mayor. Jerry was our last mayor. Sorry. I got confused.
Mayor.
and Rob, I'm going to – do you have another question? Because I'm going to let Jerry answer this off right now.
That was my question.
Okay, we're going
to – if we did, we got nothing for it.
We're going to answer that question. I appreciate the call. We're coming tight up against the end of the hour here. Jerry, go ahead.
Yeah, and it wasn't just the mayor. It was the whole city council. What they did is they borrowed the money to pay off the pension liability.
Yeah.
Millions and millions of dollars, and it was much like refinancing your house. You know, they got the borrowed money for a lower interest rate than they were having to pay the pension plan company, and in order to borrow that, they had to put up the collateral and they put up the city buildings.
Yeah. And then they went around and remember this, John? They're like, well, we solved the pension problem. We took care of the pension problem. We paid off the pension. And I was like, yeah, you paid off the pension, but it's kind of like saying you maxed out money. One credit card and you paid it off with another credit card that you did a balance transfer.
Yeah. I've got a Chase card and I've got a Capital One card and I want to pay off the Chase card. So I borrow more money on the Capital One card.
Now I'm not totally negative on that idea. And I've had people talk about it. If you're disciplined, if you're getting a lower interest rate and it's lower per month, and in the end, it's going to save money. But that's not what's going to happen. This is government. And these people who are in office will long be gone. And there could be people with less discipline or more discipline that come up behind them. And what are they going to do? They're going to say, oh, look, we've got extra money to spend. Or we freed up the budget. They should spend more.
Let's just pay the interest this year and nothing on the principal. And that way we can keep the library open another day.
Well, that never happens in government, Jerry.
That never happens. You wonder, though, and folks, we're going to have to carry this over to the next hour. What happens when interest rates, they're creeping up slowly? We've been in a 40-year low interest rate cycle. When governments can no longer do that. When, oh, yeah, we can get this great rate at 2% or whatever the heck it was. What if it's 10? What if it's 12? It wasn't that long ago that happened. Then their outs are gone. As far as, and what if they have to refinance it at 10 or 12 down the line? Because they didn't pay it off. Maybe someone else owns City Hall. I don't know. All right, folks, it's Open Line Wednesday. John Kistler's here with me. Jerry Nabors. We're going to come back after Fox News, take more of your calls. So be back right at 5:06. We want to hear from you. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. Back in a couple minutes.
Now, I've been up a lot of ladders in my lifetime, and sometimes it gets a little sketchy. Maybe you never want to go up a ladder again. You're probably going up there, though, to clean out your gutters. If you don't want to go up there anymore, you don't want to clean those gutters out, you need to give my friend Carl, the Gutter Helmet Man, at 928-318-6555. Give him a call. Give him a text. Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona is the number one gutter protection company in the world. Never clean your gutters again. In fact, the manufacturer offers a triple lifetime warranty. And don't forget to ask for their senior, military, and first responder discounts. Don't wait. Call right now to save up to 30%. You got to call or text right now, though, 928-318-6555. Call or text Carl the Gutter Helmet Man for a free quote, 928-318-6555. That's 928-318-6555. Or you can check them out at gutterhelmetsnaz.com.
Hi, it's Troy from Flagstaff Hearth & Home. We just got informed of new tax credits for all qualifying wood and pellet stoves and also our high-efficiency wood-burning fireplaces. They all qualify for a 26% tax credit rebate. Not $200, not $500, 26% of your total cost of your project. If you've been thinking about doing something in wood or pellet, now's the time. We're at 2109 North 4th Street and always on the web at flagstaffhearthandhome.net.
Your house of fire, Flagstaff Hearth & Home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Everybody made money in the stock market the last few years, but now with another stimulus, potential for economic revival, and inflation, investment strategies for the road ahead are not so clear. WT Wealth Management has over a century of combined expertise in identifying companies that are making or are poised to make historic, scientific, and social impact. As they revolutionize their industries, they present you with opportunities for strong growth. When you meet with Glenn Least, he'll get to know your risk tolerance, time horizon, and retirement goals. Then Glenn will create a balanced portfolio for superior risk-adjusted returns. Glenn invests his own personal savings in the same thoughtful way that he manages your hard-earned money. Call 928-225-2474 to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation. That's 225-2474. Ask for Glenn. 225-2474. You can also go to WTWealthManagement.com to subscribe to their newsletter. Glenn Least and WT Wealth Management, intelligent investing for you, your family.
From the Mercedes-Benz of Flagstaff Studios in the Flagstaff Auto Park, KBTK Kachina Village, 97.1, The Big Talker.
The president turns his attention to guns. I'm Sal Giangrasso, Fox News.
President Biden will unveil a series of executive actions aimed at addressing gun violence.
Weeks after mass shootings in Georgia and Colorado, President Biden is expected to announce steps he's taking without Congress to address access to firearms. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki isn't offering details.
I don't have anything to preview. I can convey that I expect the president will have more to say tomorrow.
Sources told Politico the president's executive order will focus on so-called ghost guns, firearms lacking serial numbers, sold in pieces and put together at home.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. The president says he's open to compromise on how to pay for his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan, but adds that inaction is unacceptable. He'll propose a hike in the corporate tax rate and vows that people earning less than $400,000 a year will not get a tax increase. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee recap their two-day visit to the U.S.-Mexico southern border facilities to address the overwhelming number of migrants there. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says it's all being driven by the president's policies.
It raises the obvious question, is this intentional? Is this deliberate? Is the Biden administration deliberately imposing these policies because this is what they want? And you're all, I don't know what other conclusion you could reach.
The Biden administration says it wants a more humane policy at the southern border. Speaking during the Derek Chauvin trial and the death of George Floyd, Los Angeles Police Sergeant Jody Steiger, who's a use of force expert, says Floyd did not pose a threat to officers at all based on the position he was in during the arrest.
He was in the prone position. He was handcuffed. He was not attempting to resist. He was not attempting to assault the officers, kick, punch, or anything of that nature.
The prosecution says that Chauvin used excessive force, which led to Floyd's death. The defense argues Floyd's health conditions and drug use were major factors. America is listening to Fox News.
Land ho! Hey, hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Kevin Williams from the 97.1 The Big Talker Weather Center, always online at bigtalkerradio.com.
In Chino Valley tonight, a clear sky ahead, the low comfortable 46. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a breezy afternoon, the high 78. In Oak Creek tonight, under a starlit sky, will drop to a comfortable 55 and recover to 80 tomorrow under sunlit skies. And in Flagstaff, we're down to 31 tonight under a clear sky. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a breezy afternoon, the high 70.
All right, we've got lucky caller number 4, Marcus, on the line. If he answers this question, he wins a new car.
Let's do this.
Okay, for a new car, name the only actor to appear in...
And now a message from our sponsor.
With 24/7 support and quick and easy claims, Progressive protects what matters most. Progressive.
Films all in the same year.
Wait, sorry, I didn't hear the question.
3 seconds, Marcus.
Yeah, no, but there was an ad in the middle.
You didn't answer.
But I didn't hear anything.
Oh, Marcus, you dropped it in the dirt.
Progressive. There's never a bad time for great protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How do you protect yourself from the new forms of the coronavirus? Here you go. Got a mask that fits good and snug? Perfect. Now, give your neighbors at least 6 feet of space and avoid crowds, because all that stuff still works too. Look, I'll definitely get my vaccine when it's my turn, but now isn't the time to let your guard or your mask down.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey there, folks. Jeff Horvitz here. And if you have a broken cell phone, smartphone, tablet, or even gaming console, do what I did and stop by and have my friends at Just Wireless fix it for you. With two locations in Flagstaff, it's really convenient, including their brand new and Flagstaff's only cell phone drive-thru at their East Flagstaff location. It makes repairing your devices super fast, safe, and convenient. If you have a broken device, they can help you out. They can repair it. In fact, Just Wireless is the only locally owned and operated cell repair business in Flagstaff. Just Wireless with their level 3 technicians. These folks really know their stuff. They're offering the guaranteed lowest prices on all Apple, Android, and tablet repairs. I know because they fixed my smartphone. Get your phone, tablet, or gaming console repaired. Check out their new drive-through option at their East Flagstaff location across from the Flagstaff Mall. You can also go to justwirelessaz.com.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, accuses Joe Biden and the Democrats of stealing the election. He's suing for 4 more years. The defendant, President-elect Joe Biden, maintains he's won the election and... Come on, man.
They just keep finding votes. Check his pockets. They're probably filled with phony ballots.
From the count to the courts. Hear the latest.
Mr. Biden.
Come on, man.
On 97.1, The Big Talker.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show on 97.1, The Big Talker.
It's Open Line Wednesday, and we want to hear from you. 877-971 3971. The Jeff Horowitz Show starts now.
All right, another hour of the show here with John Kistler and here with former Flagstaff Mayor Jerry Neighbors, Olivia, taking the calls, 877-971-3971. Get in now. This goes really fast, the 5 o'clock hour. And lots of great callers last hour. A lot of calls on this big party that happened. If you're just joining us, this 5,000 people that flocked to a legal party in Tonto National Forest. I'm glad. I can't remember his name now. Was it Dave that called in and said that that was just north of kind of Fountain Hills area, so close to the Phoenix metro area? And I was like, am I being judgmental here? That explains a lot.
Well, that's where you can get 5,000 people.
Yeah, real that's quick. True. I was thinking Payson, 5,000 people, because Tonto National Forest is around Payson.
It'd be and, the whole town.
Yeah, it's like Payson's maybe 10,000 people or so. Anyway, maybe they should have had a passport to get through.
Yeah,
they need like a did they have their COVID passport?
COVID passport.
Yeah, did they have it, John? Is this thing dying? What? Give me the.
I think it's starting to die. But there's some things you probably have to consider. First of all. You know, we've been hearing for, gosh, how long that, you know, people on the right side of the aisle are fascists. And if you think about the whole passport thing on your phone, that's it's
show
a
your
marriage.
Papers.
Exactly. And it's a marriage of government and business, because they're going to say, well, you can't come in and shop because of this. It's starting to die on the vine. We saw Texas has basically said no. Even the Attorney General of New Mexico said, no, this is not going. But I just want to blow your mind with something. You know, we talk about it. It's a breach of your privacy if you have a COVID passport on your phone that talks about your medical history, right? You have a right to medical privacy.
Sure.
There was a Supreme Court case that decided that, very famous case, in 1973. And it says that you specifically have a right to medical privacy. That's Roe v. Wade. So if you want to have a medical passport, you have to say you don't have the right to medical privacy. Yeah. And that negates one of the main pillars of Roe v. Wade. So can you have it both ways?
Yeah, no. Sometimes you can have it both ways, I guess. But no, I think this idea is dying, although New York, I had a guest on from New York recently. They're pushing it hard there, but some states, DeSantis in Florida said through executive order, though, Jerry, that it'll be illegal to have a passport, a COVID passport.
To require one.
There's a bill that's moving to the governor's desk here in Arizona, or is that the governor's desk? I'll try to get a status update on that one that would make it illegal. I had someone on just the other day, and getting the interview. I'll try to look that up.
Well, we need that.
Texas, I think it's this is kind of, and even what maybe it's someone from the Biden administration, maybe the CDC, I'm crossing my headlines here at this point, said that we're not going to have a vaccine passport here in this country. So I think it's dying, but I think it's because people have spoken up. You got to keep that in mind. Keep speaking up on this stuff. Say no, heck no.
So my question is, you know, I've even heard some libertarian, and I put that in quotation marks, say, well, you know, if it's a private business that requires it, then that's okay. So what if Delta Airlines decides that well, you have to prove that you have a COVID vaccination to get on our airline. Where are your rights in that regard? And can
is it around it? Is it like a monopoly where they, or antitrust would be more, is it if all the airlines went together and said, you got to have a COVID passport to fly with any of these five major airlines or whatever, then is it a business right? Or are you saying to someone, now I have no right to travel?
Well,
when does it cross that line?
Do you have to, if you walk into a Walmart, should you have to show that you don't have, and you buy some ice cream, do you have to show that you don't have diabetes?
Depends on the ice cream.
What right do they have?
The airlines could make that requirement, I would think.
But what if they all got together as a trade association, because there was a trade group that represents the airlines pushing for it? Does it become an antitrust type thing where they're coming together, they're colluding, I guess would be the word I'm looking.
I would just say that they're
questionable.
I wouldn't think so. I would say what'll happen is the people will say, okay, then I won't travel.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah. Or maybe I'm going to drive. RV sales are going to go up.
So from a lawyer's perspective, Jerry, what would be the legal recourse that I would have to say, well, you don't have a right to know about my medical history. You're not my employer, or you're just a business. Would I have a legal standing?
Then the question would be, do you have some kind of a right to fly on an airplane? And so the airline would say, you don't have to tell us anything about your medical history, but you don't get to get on the plane.
But that was my point, though, is if they all collude together and say, Jerry, you don't want to show a COVID passport, you have no right to fly on this airline. But they all colluded together. They're all government subsidized. Are they even private anymore? I would question that, because they're all getting so much money to even stay in operation from the taxpayer. So Jerry's got to go from Arizona to New York, I don't know why, to get some surgery on something. But they say, no, you can't go. Well, wait a second. Now you're really affecting my right to travel. You got to go there for a medical reason. Well,
now you have business and government starting to clash, right? Because then the FAA would say, hey, we make all the flying rules. The airlines don't get to make this kind of a rule. Kind of like smoking.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, it's okay. It's not okay to force an airline to let you fly, but it's okay to force a bakery to make a wedding cake.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, nothing is consistent anymore. Yeah. I like Bruce Sidlinger's idea yesterday. Again, another great podcast. Go to talkwithjeff.com. He says, hey, I just open it up. They should have the smoking airline, the plane, instead of, you used to have the smoking section. Yeah. It's like, hey, smokers, this is the smoking junket to New York. And okay, this is the COVID vaccine free. At least I have a choice then.
That's your choice. That would be great.
My prediction, and folks, if you want to chime in, it's open line Wednesday, 877-971-3971. I don't think it's going anywhere here, but it may in other countries.
So England was talking pretty heavily about it, although I just read an article a couple of days ago that apparently the Labour Party is now pushing against it.
The Labour Party, huh?
For some reason, and I don't know what it is.
The whole world is just upside down, right?
Yeah. Upside down and inside out.
It's if I go to Europe, I have to abide by their rules. So I have to make that decision. You need a COVID passport? Well, I can either go there or not go there. But in my country here, I say heck no. And force me to do it, I guess.
Okay, let me throw this one out. Right? Let me throw this one out. You were talking about we got to get back to home rule. So let's say that Flagstaff decides and declares that you have to have proof of vaccination to come into Flagstaff.
Well, first thing I would do is call Mayor Paul Deasy and say, you need to come on the show tomorrow. We're going to have a conversation. I don't see it happen, but I see your point when you're talking home rule. First, do this, because I've had lots of listeners chime in and ask, what is home rule? What is home rule, I guess, as it pertains to how we govern here in Arizona?
Generally, that means what does the city get to make the rules about, and what does the state make the rules? When does the state make the rules, and when does the city get to make the rules for the city?
Okay.
And it's well established that the state gives the cities the rights to make certain laws. And if the cities go outside of that, And that's usually saying, no, you don't have the authority to do that. Your authority only comes from what the state allows you to do or does not prohibit you from doing. So, of course, there's a jillion issues that come up that just aren't covered by any particular law. Some are. I'll give you a couple of examples. Tucson, which is, you know, that's a whole nother subject, Tucson. Yeah. But Tucson,
cookier than Flagstaff government even.
Yeah. Tucson tried to pass a law about carrying weapons on a city bus. And the state said, no, you cannot do that. Gun control is a state issue. And only the state legislature can make rules on that. So Tucson, that rule is void. Then, for example, the city of Flagstaff, you know, wanted to talked about passing an ordinance that you couldn't have plastic bags at grocery stores. Isn't that kind of funny?
I vaguely remember that one. I think you and I were sitting there.
It came up before us.
I remember talking before city council about 16 times on that one.
Absolutely disposable plastic bags were going to be prohibited in Flagstaff. So the state legislature passed a law that said no city can ban plastic bags.
It was the ban on bag bans.
I love that.
Very creative.
And so the legislature passed that law because there was nothing in the laws that said the city couldn't do it. So the cities were going to do it, but the state stepped in and said, no, you can't do it. That would probably be upheld. So then the issue came up, when can a city hold its city elections? Do they have to be in November when the state has its elections? And the court ruled on that one and said, no, that's a strictly a city issue. It has nothing to do with the rest of the state. It has nothing to do with commerce within the state. So cities can decide when they want to have their own city elections. And cities have all different dates.
Now they do.
They do that.
Yeah.
And so what it comes down to is, what can the city do when the state says, no, you can't? And I guess it's like one justice said about obscenity. I don't know how to define it, but I know it when I see it. So that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah. And this has to do with the mask mandate right now. And Governor Ducey issued the executive order, basically rescinding his executive orders that put all this into place. And that what originally happened, remember, the city's mayors, like the former mayor, Mayor Coral Evans, she was like, I can't do a mask mandate because I'm precluded by state law. The governor said I can't do it. This was back in June or July of last year. It was midsummer.
Yeah.
I remember because I was coming back from a road trip and all of a sudden it was going haywire. We had the second spike going on. So all of a sudden the governor issued an order saying that he basically said there's no statewide mandate, but cities and towns can do it. They can have a mask mandate. Boom. They all just did the mask mandate. Phoenix, Flex, most places, maybe half the ones in the state did it. And so here's my question. These mayors are sitting there saying, wait, we can't do the mask mandate. We can't do the mask mandate because we're precluded by the governor. Right. So it was political. And then the governor lifts it and says, you can no longer do the mask mandate. And all of a sudden they now have the authority to maintain it. What is that?
Well, it's politics. You know, you heard the other day, the governor said, cities, you can't impose these mask mandates.
Yeah.
Can't enforce them.
Can't enforce them.
And Paul Deasy said on your show here just last week.
Last week. Yeah.
He said that, oh, I don't have any problem with that because, you know, that doesn't interfere with city property. That he says the governor's executive order doesn't have anything to do with masks on city-owned property. And we're going to continue to have a mandate on city-owned property. But a private business, they can do whatever they want.
Yes, that's what he said. Yeah.
But when the governor first made that order, Paul Deasy, and I love that he comes on your show and explains these things, but he said in the newspaper, the governor's not going to tell me what to do. I work for the city of Flagstaff and the people of Flagstaff, and the governor can go pound sand. he's not telling me what to do with my city. Why would he do that? Why would you pick a fight with the governor?
Are we getting to burning bridges here?
Yes. And Tucson, you know, Flagstaff and Tucson jumped on that bandwagon. Governor can't tell us what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, local control.
And Pima County.
And I can, why did he burn that bridge? He could have said, I see the governor's point, like he said on your show. He said, I see the governor's point about private business. We want to maintain control over our own city buildings. So we don't think the governor's order contradicts that.
Yeah. Why do it? Yeah.
So
is it worth it?
Why would you come out blazing saying the governor's not going to tell me what to do when it's not really that much of an issue in the end? And do you not like the governor? Do you not like the state? I mean, Jeff, as you and I know, the state can do great things for your city. Look at the veterans home mm-hmm. that we're having built. It's almost open.
Yeah.
That was because of the cooperation between the state and the city.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you burn your bridges? The governor has given us permission to use Interstate 40 corridor to bring the water we ever need it from Red Gap Ranch. It's the only way we have to bring that water to Flagstaff. Red Gap Ranch is over towards Winslow. The governor said you can use the I-40 corridor. He could take that away.
Yeah.
The Department of Transportation is under his control. So the governor is our friend. A lot more than Tucson is our friend.
It becomes a lot of politics. Now, when he came on, and John, I don't know if you heard his interview.
Oh, I heard it.
Yeah,
he came.
We'll comment on that. But he came on and he said, hey, I'm not saying private businesses, we're not going to enforce it. He was saying that we're not going to enforce it. It's going to be on city property, the bus system, and the city properties. And it's like, well, for private business, if they want to have the mask mandate, well, I guess that's up to them. And I have that choice. I got to go back to my airline example, mm-hmm. though. But most businesses will get to decide what to do, but you have a different take.
Well, there's a couple of things. What Jerry says is very true. It kind of astounded me that he would do that at first. And I thought, well, knowing Paul, and we've probably both known him for a while. He used to come before city council and when you were mayor sometimes and had to have things to say. And I'm not being overly critical here. First of all, it's political posturing, obviously. But secondly, it seems like a lack of sophistication. I mean, there are some subtleties to politics that even somebody who is not really a political animal like me understands. And I don't think he quite understands that. Maybe he will at some point, but right now he's stepping in it a lot. The second thing that, or the other thing that really concerned me, I wanted to call into your show, or I want to say, Jeff, ask him this, was he was saying, well, we just want to, the reason we're doing this and we're not rescinding the mandate is because we want businesses to know that if they have someone come in without a mask, they can call the police and the police will basically trespass them. Well, that's standard procedure. If you have someone in your business that you want to leave and they won't leave for any reason, maybe you require people wear a tie-dye shirt in your business.
I do. Yeah, we're all wearing tie-dye.
And you say, okay, you got to leave. If you don't have a tie-dye shirt and they won't leave, I can call the police. My point of this is I know of two businesses, I will not name them, in town that have a policy. If you wear a mask, they will ask you to take it off or leave. Now,
that's interesting.
Paul, I'm going to ask you, would you also support that business owner calling the police and asking them to trespass somebody who does not have a mask on or has a mask on and won't take it off? Yes, you should, because that's consistency. But you played one side of it and not the other, and that irritates me. This is something that is available to everybody all the time that owns a business. You can trespass somebody if they're doing something.
Yeah. I guess I'll have to remember that question, although usually once a month, get them on. We may be on beyond. Will we be beyond the mask issue then? I don't know. There's no sign.
Let's hope.
But there's no sign of that letting up. I don't know. I still don't know what I've asked what the threshold is to get rid of it.
That's another question, Jeff. So
what is the end game?
You know what the end game is?
What is the end game,
it's
Jerry?
It's when somebody with his or their Tucson's and Flagstaff political leanings says it's okay.
It's the whim of the politicians.
So if we had a left-leaning Democrat governor that said this, they would have been all for it. That's bottom line.
Let's come back and talk about the date that California set for reopening. And this is an interesting one because it goes along with, they just kind of pulling dates. They're pulling things out of the air. And I always ask, why? Why this date? Why this amount of feet between people? Why this amount of people? And that, where are they getting this stuff? It goes back to what you're talking about with pseudoscience and just coming up with stuff. And plus, it is Open Line Wednesday. Olivia, you still awake in there? You good?
Yeah.
It's been quiet. 5 o'clock hour. Let's get a couple calls in. Go ahead.
I don't have any calls.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We got to get some calls because you haven't pumped it up enough.
Oh, yeah. 877.
You're picking up the phone like you're talking to someone.
3971.
Wait, you got to do that again. I was over talking to you now. You
I accidentally hit a button.
Don't hit buttons. Go ahead. Say it again.
877-971-3971.
All right, folks. Hang tight. Back in a minute.
While we all love living in Northern Arizona, our businesses are running and operating in a global economy with tools that connect them to the entire world. You need experts to help you compete and keep your business safe. Now, since 2007, Sun State Tech has been helping Arizona businesses and municipalities operate quickly and safely. Cybersecurity, managed IT services, voice over IP, and more delivered by the good people at Sun State Tech. Now, I don't need to tell you this. Things are more challenging than ever before. Don't try to compete with substandard technology or a vulnerable network. At SunState Tech, they deliver the peace of mind that you need and the competitive advantage that you deserve. Visit sunstatetech.com today to learn more and take advantage of their free, no-obligation technology risk assessment. Let the experts at SunState Tech keep your company safe and moving faster than the competition. Visit sunstatetech.com today.
At Flagstaff Transmission Specialists, we'll get you back on the road safely and soon as possible.
Transmission service, transmission replacement, drive lines, and more. That's our mission. Transmission problems might not happen to you every day, but at Flagstaff Transmission Specialists, we solve them every day. So let us solve yours. Find out more at flagstafftransmission.com.
Our mission is your transmission. Flagstaff Transmission Specialists.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Our customers truly come first, and our Google reviews prove it. Hi, Stuart here with Diamond Auto Glass in 10. We have one of the greatest communities anywhere, and with over 450 positive Google reviews, there is no one better to trust than Diamond Auto Glass when you need your windshield replaced or window tint on your auto, home, or storefront. And thanks to your support, Diamond Auto Glass donated over $19,000 to the Nation of Patriots, a 100% nonprofit group that provides immediate help to wounded veterans when they are in need. Diamond Auto Glass donates $25 for every windshield replaced that's covered by your insurance. We are accepted and are approved by all insurance companies and can provide same or next day service. Help us help our veterans. Demand Diamond Auto Glass when you need glass replaced. Call us right now at 928-779-4140. That's
779-4140. Diamond Auto Glass. The difference is clear.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Wild Birds. 80 years ago or so, a feed mill was built in Chino Valley to process soybeans, pinto beans, and make feed mixes for the local dairies that were numerous in this area at the time. Those dairies are long gone, but the feed mill, now owned and cared for by the folks at Olson's for Healthy Animals for the last 42 years, is still going strong. We still make our own custom feed mixes that are known for their freshness and quality, and back in the mid-1980s, we added a wild bird mix. Over the years, we expanded our bird Bird line to also include a no-waste mix and an economy mix. The beauty of these products is that they are high quality, extremely fresh, very reasonable, and still made lovingly by locals. The black sunflowers and millet are sourced directly from independent farms in southwest Colorado, specifically Dove Creek and Cortez, while other ingredients are stored and cleaned by us right in Chino Valley. Come check out Olson's tried and true wild bird mixes. After all, good enough just isn't in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale.
All right, welcome back as we continue Open Line Wednesday. Jerry Neighbors is with me, John Kistler, Olivia. I don't know what happened in the 5 o'clock hour, Olivia. It's just the calls
like
died out.
50 calls.
Zero. Yeah, and then, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's home rule. Home rule did it, Jerry.
Yeah, put him to sleep.
Yeah, 877-971-3971. So California, an article from the Sacramento CBS local, whatever that is. California fully reopened on June 15th. We can now begin planning for our lives post-pandemic, says Governor Newsom, the dumbest governor in the country. This guy, I pray he's recalled and then he loses. I mean, this guy is horrible.
Now, why not June 11th?
I don't know.
Why not I'll channel, May 30th?
Olivia, do you have a date?
I have a date. My date is at 7:59 tonight.
It just blows me away. June 15th, what is today? April 7th? So
wait a minute. What is the
9 weeks?
What is that holiday? Juneteenth? Is that what is that? Is that June 15th?
Oh, that's about the 17th or 19th. The 17th.
They're getting ready for that. So
is that what it is?
Ease right into that.
Why not July 4th? Well, why not June 1st? Olivia?
Yeah, Memorial Day.
It very, very, very clearly has to be 7:59. It cannot be 7:58.
Well, it doesn't make what time?
It just can't.
What time, June 15th? No, here's the point. We were talking about pseudoscience earlier, John. It's they just pick stuff. Why June 15th? How do you know June 15th is the date on April 7th or whenever the heck they did this a couple days ago? Yeah, why June? Why not June 1st? Why don't people question this stuff? Is there not enough of us out there anymore that just want to think through things and look at it and say, why June 15th, Governor? Show me the study and the science that says June 15th is the day. Is there a computer program? Was it dart throwing? What was it?
And Jeff, now is that contingent?
Anything? Okay, hang on. I've got it here. Two criteria the state needs to meet are, I say, as Governor Newsom, the dictator of this state, two criteria, keeping the COVID-19 vaccine supply sufficient for everyone 16 and older. Okay. That's probably not going to be a problem. And who wish to be inoculated and keeping hospitalizations stable and low. Are hospitalizations stable and low right now? Is there a vaccine supply right now? Why June 5th? These businesses, when did California close?
We have both of those in Arizona.
I know. And they're all coming over to Arizona. Because they're dumb leaders over there. They're coming over here. When have they been closed since? April? Is it last year? They've been closed for over a year.
Oh, yeah.
By the time these businesses, if they're still around,
I have family
come back.
In California that have suffered a lot because of this. Their business, my daughter's business is gone. She lost her business.
That's horrible.
It's terrible. And it was a very successful business. So and there are thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of stories just like that.
Mm-hmm. Why don't people question this? I think some do. And I heard the figure, and I've said this, that there's about a third of us that are. There's a third that no matter what you tell them they'll do, they're hopeless. These people are absolutely, utterly hopeless. And then there's a third in the middle that's just like going about my daily life. I'll do what the governor says. But maybe, hey, I kind of like what this guy's saying now.
Well, you know, this is...
What do you do?
What do you do? I mean,
if you don't like the governor's date and you live in California, what do you do?
Stuck.
Okay, call him up, leave a message. Gee, governor, that doesn't make sense.
What they should do? Okay. If I were to make a movie about this, what the movie would be every business would open up.
Yes.
And say, come on.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. happened to
who are these people? There are supposed to be our representatives. Who the hell are these people? Let's just say, oh, it's June 15th, John. You don't open June 14th, John.
I want to know what
happened wrong with these people.
To the people who believed that Henry David Thoreau was right when he talked about civil disobedience. What happened to that element of our society? And that tended to often be the left on the society.
The liberals. It was the liberals. Right?
What happened to those people?
Well, I think where's the liberals?
There's too many national companies. Yeah, and they're all afraid to do anything. Oh, and
we might lose something. The stock price might go down.
We might get, what do they call it? Erased?
Yeah, we'll get canceled.
Well, the national companies are making bank on this. So look at Amazon. Look at Walmart. Look at the big companies.
Oh, yes.
They're making bank, and they're happy about this.
Where'd the stimmy check go?
And this is one of the reasons why I think if you look at what's happening, we go back to the rent situation.
Yeah.
What's happening with the economy is small owners, small business owners, small landowners are losing their ability to function.
Squeezed.
And it's all going back. They're getting squeezed. It's going to the big corporations.
Yep. Where are the liberals on this? The traditional liberal. I'm not talking about the ones now that are where's the tradition? Where's the hippies from the 60s? They would not stand for this. But they do not. It's just sickening. All right, Olivia, who do we have next? I'm getting frustrated just thinking about it.
We have Tom from Prescott Valley.
Tom, what's on your mind? How you doing?
Hey, Jeff. I'm fine. A beautiful day in this part of the world.
Yeah.
My thoughts. Yeah, they've tried to start school in California, and the school union, the teachers union, has said, we're not going back. June 15th, maybe when all the schools are out for summer, they don't have to deal with it until September.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's a good point. That is a good point.
Just and my 2 cents.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, Tom. And yeah, remember, these are some of the teachers. And look, I'm sure there's plenty of teachers there that want to go back, but there's these unions that are holding back, and there's a certain percentage that's just like, hey, it's pretty cool working at home. This is working out pretty dang good, and we're not going back. But they went to teach the kids who came across illegally.
Well,
that's great in person. I mean, awesome. All right, one more call. Olivia, let's take one more to wrap up the day here. Who do we have?
We have Jim from Doney Park.
All right, Jim, Doney Park, what's on your mind? We're getting pretty tight on time.
Oh, real tight. I was just going to say, you know, this whole buying into the narrative thing. I heard an interview this morning, and some guy said it's going to be easier to buy a gun than to vote. And I mean, it's obviously way blown out of proportion. And, you know, and the whole thing is if you don't buy into the narrative, we're just going to just destroy you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Go along. You always wonder how society.
Yeah, now, see, I like that comment, Jim, because it's not I disagree with you. It's I disagree with you and I want to destroy you.
Yeah, I disagree with you. Yeah, you must be erased now. And that's a dangerous thing in history. And there's people fighting back on it. But I'm just still shocked at how many people have gone along. And they just, and we're not going to have time now, but yesterday I talked about going to the restaurant, everybody in the lobby, and it's like, oh, I'm wearing it, I'm doing the mask. And then they sit right next to me, could have passed me the ketchup. Do you not see the absurdity of this?
You know, Jeff, I've determined that the COVID virus doesn't drop below 3.5 feet.
You know, it is. You're right. I mean, that's the
you
science.
You know, what the caller just said here about it's going to be easier to buy a gun than vote. I wish it were as hard to vote as it is to buy a gun. You have to show an ID. You got a background check. You have to show that you're a citizen of the United States. Hey, let us have laws that say that to vote, it's just like buying a gun.
Absolutely. Guys, it's been fun. We didn't get to a lot of stuff. I'm just saying we got 2 minutes, so we probably could get to something, but we'll never get to finish it now because we'll get on a tear. But I hope people wake up. And I wish that there was more than what I predict, maybe 33%, something like that, of the people that are questioning. I don't even know if it's that many.
I wonder if it is.
I wish there was more that just looked at the absurdity and said, we could probably do a whole show on why people just go along. There's lessons in history where they just go along with stuff to their detriment. I'm not going to get into it now, but I hope we're not at that point. I hope the people of California wake up and don't wait till June 15th for this loser of a governor who's getting recalled to set a date for you. Why would you do that?
When's the recall?
Hopefully it's June 16th. It must be June 14th. That's why he's opening, I bet. That'll be the recall, right? Oh, yeah, I opened up, mm-hmm. right? All right, guys. It's been fun. John, let me know what's going on Facebook sometime. Are you still on there
anymore?
I know. Jerry, appreciate it. Olivia, good job today. And thanks for eating half the Hershey Kisses and all of John's beef jerky. Yeah. And Olivia's got a big day tomorrow. Big day.
Oh, yeah. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Tomorrow's her birthday. So maybe
I forgot about that. Maybe I'll
get her on with some special words. Okay. Tomorrow, we're expecting Congressman Andy Biggs. Plus, we're going to keep an eye on this executive order potentially from President Biden on guns. I may have to call John Kistler back on that. And folks, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Go to talkwithjeff.com. Talkwithjeff.com. Hit subscribe and share it. Have a great, safe night. And we'll see you soon.
The team at Hakes Insurance Agency has offered excellent service for me and my family for many years. I've been telling you this for a long time. They've been a longtime sponsor here on the program. And every year I have my insurance policies through them. And every year I have them review my policies. You know, are you paying too much? Maybe your coverage isn't right.